Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Get positive parenting tips sent to your mobile device. Text 74574 to CTF, the number 4, kids.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Missourians are commemorating the 16th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks against the U.S. Jill Enders reports from O'Fallon.
Dozens gathered outside of O'Fallon City Hall, including first responders and members of the military, to remember the victims of 9/11. Fire Chief Tom Vineyard of the O'Fallon Fire Protection District recalls where he was on that tragic day back in 2001.
I was actually on duty, and we just got done eating breakfast, and we were watching TV, and we saw the whole thing unfold. It was almost surreal.
Jill Enders, Missouri Net.
A human foot has been found by hikers on a trail in South St. Louis County. An investigation is underway into the incident involving the discovery of the foot inside of a tennis shoe along the Mississippi River at Beetree Park. An upcoming verdict in a former St. Louis police officer's murder trial has prompted Governor Greitens to meet today with clergy members and state officials there. Activists have warned of civil disorder if Jason Stockley is acquitted. A conference tomorrow in Kansas City will focus on the growing number of teens and young adults who are without a home in Missouri and three neighboring states. Nancy Toma with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says a study found many of the homeless young people in the region come from families that had been homeless at one point.
Or they've had, instances of abuse, or their house has had issues with drug addiction or mental health, and many of the kids who've left home have done so because 45% say they've either been kicked out or no one would want to live in the kind of home they lived in.
About 200 people have registered for the conference. State Auditor Nicole Galloway is urging state and local governments to evaluate cybersecurity risks in the wake of a security breach of consumer credit reporting agency Equifax. Galloway wants state agencies to review whether employee or citizen information could be at risk. On this day, 47 years ago, the plane of mid-Missouri Vietnam War soldier Bernard Plassmeyer was shot down. State Rep. Mike Bernscatter co-sponsored a resolution that passed this year urging a military agency to resolve the cases of 15 Missouri soldiers, including Plassmeyer's. Although there's been no update about these cases, Bernscatter hopes the resolution will make a difference.
We're going to continue to keep working on it. Even though the resolution was just for this year.
Bernscatter says Plassmeyer's brother and former state rep, Norb Plassmeyer, was key in the legislation's passage. You are listening to Missouri Net News.